You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Celebrate Cleveland Browns' first and 10th anniversary week by taking the pledge to volunteer 10 hours of time to your community on clevelandbrowns.com/community. Take the pledge June 1st through June 7th and be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to the 2015 home opener against the Tennessee Titans. Visit clevelandbrowns.com/community to take the first and 10 pledge today. Speaking of first and 10, they celebrated the one-year anniversary of that program today, and I'll tell you what, couldn't have celebrated it any better. Dylan Sutcliffe, 9-year-old, suffering from a very rare condition. He was able to join the Browns via Make-A-Wish. He suffers from AT. He joined the team today, signed a one-day contract, got his official jersey, took in practice, watched film with Coach Pettine, and here was Ray Farmer's press conference introducing the newest member of the Cleveland Browns.
I guess I'll talk for a second before we actually take some photos, but welcome our latest Brown to the Cleveland Browns family and organization. My good friend Dylan Sutcliffe is joining us. Our latest defensive lineman, we constantly talk about driving competition and getting better, and those that play like a Brown, that relentlessness, that passion, that accountability. Dylan embodies all of those things. We're excited to have him. I got his contract right here. We just got it approved by the league. It's all right here, written and signed. So that you folks can see, I've signed it. Dylan signed it. And so we're excited to make him a part of our family for the day. So all the way from Lyndhurst, Ohio, Sunview Elementary, maybe a first. But we feel good about the process. We feel good about the person that we've added. And he's definitely going to bring added value to our roster and our football club. So we're happy to have him. Love kind of who he is and what he's done for us so far. Had a great first day, and see if we can't make it even better.
He's ready to get onto the practice field.
Ready to practice?
Yeah.
Now this is the next piece of the puzzle that we always do this now. Now I want to let everybody know we don't have a number 7 on our roster. And we purposely don't have a number 7 on our roster because that's Dylan's number. And so we've waited for a long time to unveil this jersey. So we have to stand here. Dad, I'm going to ask you to hold that side.
All right.
And then we'll hold Dylan's number up, number 7, right in front of him.
Oh, it's stuck on your knees.
Stuck.
There we go.
Let's hold it up behind him.
Okay.
There you go. And then, but Dylan is definitely worthy of being a Brown. That's why we took this time to make the jersey, make sure he was here with us, and make this a great event for everybody to come be a part of.
All right. Yay.
Hey, Dylan. Can you see it?
Thumbs up. Any questions?
It's yay.
See, now they always have questions,
Sean's
right?
Got a question.
Here we go.
Hey, tell me what it's like to be playing for the Browns.
What's it like to be playing for the Browns?
I think it's awesome.
All right. Yeah, growing up in Cleveland, he's always been a fan, so this is a dream come true, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite player?
Phil Taylor.
All right. Yeah. Ever since his first game, Phil's been his favorite player. He just said that's the guy. So. And
Ray, is Dylan an interior lineman?
You know what? He's got some versatility to him. So we like the fact that he can come off the edge or he can play down in the trenches. Like I said, that relentlessness and that passion, he exudes it. And we love the fact that he can improve us in every capacity.
How did you guys get introduced? And how long have you gotten to know the family?
I've just gotten to know the family here recently, and I will say that hopefully we continue to grow our relationship.
Yeah.
Dylan is absolutely awesome. His mom and dad, his grandparents are here. His younger brother Sean as well. Mm-hmm. So I feel good about this opportunity to get to know somebody that's right here from Ohio that we could help make a wish come true.
In the draft.
You know what? I talk a lot about guys checking boxes and the relentlessness and the passion. Somehow we got to talk to the guy that had his area that was covering Sunnyview Elementary and see if he can answer some more questions.
Yeah, that's great.
Dylan, what's your favorite position?
What's your favorite position?
Defensive tackle.
Defensive tackle. Yep.
Do you think you'll be able to beat out Danny Shelton once camp starts?
Can you beat out Danny Shelton for a starting job?
Yeah.
I don't know, he's pretty big, though. Dylan likes to knock guys over, though. He's good at that. So, you having fun?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
What's been your favorite part being here in Maria so far?
What's been your favorite part?
Meeting the coach.
Yeah, Coach Pettin was amazing. We got to look at some game film. Oh, saw the depth chart, but that's a secret. Yeah, and Mr. Farmer's been great and taking the time today. I know it's busy. So we just, as a family, we thank you guys so much. And Make-A-Wish as well, wherever you are. Officially, this is once-in-a-lifetime thing. So thank you.
Just an awesome moment here at the Browns facility in Berea. Ray Farmer introducing the newest member of the Browns, Dylan Sutcliffe. Phil Taylor, his favorite player.
It's awesome.
He's ready to beat out Danny Shelton.
And as I mentioned, Dylan getting to spend quality time with Phil, you know, on the sideline. They were chatting it up. They were talking about their favorites. My favorite this, my favorite number, and it's just a great moment. And I think as you said to open the show, on the anniversary of an amazing initiative, this is like the finale of their first year. So what a great way to celebrate.
Great way to celebrate it. When we come back, still have a lot. We're supposed to hear from Joe Thomas here in studio, Mike Pettin's press conference, Jim Donovan. A lot to go on here on this great day. And again, follow the Browns on Twitter, @Browns. They've tweeted out a bunch of videos and vines of Dylan with the team around today's practice, and certainly worth going out of your way to check out. We'll be back with more CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.